We are delighted that God has watched over us, blessed us with the presence of mind to come again to worship Him in spirit and in truth, and according to His holy and divine word, God's holy book to us, the Bible. And we sang about holding to God's unchanging hand. In your Bible, Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Familiar scripture, familiar text. Countless millions of people believe that they are sons and daughters of God, and they are not members, have not been added to the Lord's church, the Church of Christ. We sing also a song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. Let us be mindful of the fact that God sent saints from glory land, not just His Son, but what has changed? What has changed? We cannot read the Bible and not be stimulated to share God's eternal truths. Oh, as I said heretofore, we love to sing the song. I love to sing the song. And if you hear me sing it, you probably love it too. Hold to God's unchanging hands. There is only one way to make heaven our eternal home of abode. And it has to be God's way, according to His holy scriptures, called the Bible. So often, we find individuals giving out paperwork and endeavoring to lead them to be Christians with paperwork that shares with them the receiver. All you need to do for God to save you is to pray and ask Him to forgive you of your sins. We don't read that in God's holy book, the Bible. The first time that the gospel is preached in its fullness, we read in the book of Acts, chapter 2. The apostles who are endowed by the Holy Spirit to go and preach the Word of God. We find that, and oh church, what a blessing if we who are members of the body of Christ are mindful of that text and mindful of the information that we are to learn, have already obeyed, and share it with others. And they prayerfully are individuals who will hear your word, believe, receive it, and obey it. When we come to the book of Acts chapter 2 in your Bible, Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, as the Spirit gave them the apostles. The message from glory land. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. And when this information was noised abroad, a crowd of people in Jerusalem came together and heard the apostles speak. Heard the 12 apostles speak. In other words, teach, preach the gospel of salvation for all of humanity for the first time. The crowd gathered wanting to hear what they had to say. I'm in Acts chapter 2. Look at verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, are not all these which speak untrained people? And how it is that they are able to speak in such a way that all of the people that were in Jerusalem heard them speak in their own language. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers in Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and in all parts of Libya about Cyrene, strangers, and Rome, Cretes, Jews, Apostolites, Cretes and Arabian, we do hear them speak in our own tongues wherein we were born. And they were all amazed and marveled, and were brought, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, prayerfully, saying one to another, what's going on, in essence? What's meaning? We're talking about the apostles being endowed with the Holy Spirit in the city of Jerusalem. For the first time, the gospel begins to be preached on planet Earth. And they were all amazed and marveling, saying one to another, what meaneth this? Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. In other words, they're drinking. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, you men of Judea, and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and listen or hearken unto my words. These people aren't drunk. They can't be drunk. The bars aren't open yet. For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this, what it is, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days that God will do what? God, our Heavenly Father, will pour out His Spirit upon all flesh, and they shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Isn't it exciting reading the beginning of the gospel being preached on planet Earth? And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned. This is the first time the gospel is being preached. We thank God for the time and time again. We individually thank God that we heard the gospel, believed it, received it, and obeyed it. And we are excited. Well, at least I am excited when I read this passage of Scripture. The sun shall, verse 20, the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass in the last days whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be almost saved. Just trying to get your attention. Shall be saved. Brothers and sisters. You say, well, why is he going back there with us? There are a countless number of people of age living on planet Earth, and even in this city, who know not what they must do to be saved. Even when they're going to different churches. I'm not talking about different churches of Christ. Different churches. Told to pray. That they might become saved. What are you endeavoring to do tonight, preacher? My endeavor to do tonight is being done. Encouraging us who are members of the body of Christ, who have been added to the family of God, and know that the Lord only has one church, is to say, let us all continue more zealously to live the life and to talk with the Father about leading a precious soul on a regular basis that they might be saved, added to the family of God. Because if we don't do it, if we don't live the life and encourage others, and if we don't talk with others who don't know or have not accepted the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, believing that they have been baptized and saved in a denominational institution, committed, dedicated. You know where I'm going. What's your purpose? You're doing today? My purpose tonight is to encourage us who already have been blessed to know the gospel, to believe it, receive it, and obey it. Let us be cognizant of the countless number of individuals almost in arm's reach. Don't know and understand that there is only one Lord and one faith and one baptism. One Lord they may understand. But one baptism and one direction, one law that God has, one law as to how an individual is born again. Many of you who are in the body tonight have been in the body for a long time. And some of you are, now how do I put this? Have a little sprinkle of different color hair in the body. What I'm saying is you've been a long spell, a member of the body of Christ. God has blessed you to hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Let us, you say, you're preaching, whatever you want to call it. Let us not be hesitant about endeavoring to talk to the Father to bless us to share a word to him or to her, and to be alert to the opportunity. God is not coming down to do it. The Son is not coming down to do it. He's blessed us who are in the body. That's a blessing come from God. To hear it, believe it, receive it, and obey it. Because you know, I know, a large number over time of people who have come to the Church of Christ, who haven't come to the Church of Christ, but have been taught the Word of God, have not experienced, have not obeyed, and in many cases, not even told what one must do. Not even told that God has only one church, that he adds people to, that he saves. God saves individuals who hear, believe, receive, and obey his gospel as it's taught in the Bible. Pity doesn't do the job. Let us, number one, let us be joyful and happy that God has blessed us to hear his word, to receive his word, and to obey his gospel. Let us understand human beings live forever. You say they die. Mm-hmm. But Revelation chapter 15, chapter 20, say they get up. And to be judged at the judgment. Now, whatever you call this, you call it whatever you want. But I'm endeavoring to do one thing tonight. Not just to encourage to ask you to. Let us be more diligent, self-included, in seeking opportunities to share the Word of God. And when we have that opportunity, to take the time to share it, because it may never come again if that particular person. Do what we can, because somebody, if somebody took the time to tell me, to tell you, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and probably to take you to the book of Acts as we're reading tonight. Let us not be happy just to be happy for ourselves. Be so delighted, like we were when we were little children and got a bicycle for Christmas. When you found out you had a bicycle for Christmas on Christmas Day, you were ready. You didn't want to hear no more about what we got. I just want to get my bicycle out here and get on my bicycle and ride. And I'm going down the street and see Johnny. I'm going down to see Tammy. Let them see. Are you all following? Excited! We who have been blessed by God to hear his word and believe it, receive it, and obey it. Let us, church, remain excited. God sent his only begotten Son. For 33 years on planet Earth, that we would have the pleasure in our lifetime. He brought it. But in our lifetime, there's been a whole lot of Christians before us. You say, well, preacher, maybe not. But you know why Jesus died? Do you know the benefit of his death, burial, and resurrection? Do you appreciate? Are you happy that you heard the gospel? And it was probably more than one time. But God bless you to turn your heart and obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The only hope for human beings to make heaven their eternal home of abode. Because there's going to be life of humans forever. Forever. According to your Bible, my Bible, I'm not criticizing. I'm only endeavoring to encourage us to realize, pardon my colloquialism, but there ain't a whole lot of us who share readily, as opportunity presents, the God's good news to others. There was a time when I was a few months younger than I am now, a few years ago, that even I, as a youngster, just past 11 years old, I wanted to tell people about Jesus. Excited. You may have had the same experience. If we don't endeavor and talk to the Lord about the one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, who's going to do it? Who's going to do it if we don't? It's wonderful for us to come together and worship God in spirit and in truth. That's commanded. We thank God that we have the information. We obeyed that information. And we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. But God doesn't want us to stop there. Pray about it. Talk to Him about it. Let Him know that you want Him to bless you. That you might lead. That you might talk with someone about what doth they need to do to become the adopted child, to become an adopted child of God. Now you might be looking at me a little bit strange, whatever the case might be. That's all right. I know it ain't, I mean, it's not perhaps particularly what you wanted to hear tonight, but that's the way the Lord is leading me tonight. Or has led me tonight. But us, I'm one. But you see, when we start talking, that's more than one. One is good, but that's not more. But for us to seek opportunities to talk to God, to bless us, to know, and to operate that way, holding to His hand and endeavoring to share somebody else with this good news, heavenly news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Anybody home? Anybody understand what I was talking to you about tonight? And we don't stop being excited when we come together to worship God in spirit and in truth. No, that's not what I'm saying. Take that attitude and take that word as it's written in the Bible to opportunities that God blesses us to have from time to time. And don't be discouraged when folk don't be so nice. Don't be discouraged. People wasn't so nice to Jesus. Matter of fact, when I read the Bible, I understand there were some people that wasn't so nice, but Jesus He was killed. He was killed. But let us continue. Great church. Amen. Great church. But let us realize and understand that somebody, you may not talk with that one. You may talk with that one, but everybody I talk to them, but they don't ever. Don't stop. Don't be discouraged. You see, because we are not told to make people hear us, to make people obey what's in the Bible. And sometimes I have the experience, and perhaps some of you all have the experience, you've actually had a class with individuals, and they read it with their own Bible, and still didn't obey. Don't be discouraged. Don't be dismayed. Hold to God's unchanging hand and remain. Jesus he didn't stop because everybody didn't want to do what he told them to do. His apostles, they didn't stop. And we read about countless others who didn't stop. And some who even was put to death. They said, well, now, how am I supposed to accept this? What this preacher is talking about. It's biblical. Whole Bible is what we talked about. Just an encouragement, not a criticism. Just to hold to God's unchanging hand. And don't be dismayed. Don't be dismayed when you know, when you're teaching someone and sharing with them the Word of God, even if they get angry, don't forget. God is smiling and glad to know that you love me that much to tell somebody else about what I'm offering. Anybody home? Where are you tonight? You need prayer? You come. You're not a child of God? You're not a member? Jesus came, bled, and died for one church. The Church of Christ. Believe it. Receive it. Be godly sorrowful for the things that you've done contrary to His will. Acknowledge Him as Lord and Savior. And be buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you've ever committed. Forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And be baptized. The water is ready. The garments are ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark is, are you ready to do it God's way? And if you can't read it in the Bible, that's not God's way. No matter how dedicated you might be, if it's not in God's book, the Bible, eternal joy, eternal happiness, you will never experience it. We have God's Word in His holy book, the Bible. If you can't believe it, don't receive it. If you can't read it, don't receive it. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Let us, who have been saved by God because we obeyed His gospel, let us be encouragers one of another. Also, that's my lesson for tonight. That's not on my paper, but that's my lesson for tonight. Where do you stand? You need courage? Ask for it. We don't mind. Come forward and ask the church to pray that God will bless you with courage to be wise enough to take advantage of opportunities to share His word. You want a lesson title? Hold to God's unchanging hand. That's the title. As we together stand and sing the song that's been selected.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me. Let us haste, oh haste, to the brink. 'Tis a fountain.